I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is GamerCast Episode 3.
Welcome.
Indeed.
Right.
First off, as long as it actually records this time.
Yeah, this is take 2. Episode 3, take 2.
We had 2 takes of the second one as well. that's how bad the software I'm using is.
Oh yeah.
It's Sony software, by the way. Because they bought out SoundForge, then they like ruined it. So now I'm using some piece of crap, which I don't know, Adobe Audition or something, I don't know what the frack it is. Anyway, letters this week. We got one from Wester, who's very well known on portalforums.net, for various reasons. he said we should have called the last episode, GamerCast, Episode 2, Attack of the Conversation. LOL! Exclamation mark. And he also suggests that we call this episode Episode 3, Conversation of the Sith.
What's it with the conversations?
You know, okay, granted, we called the first one Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Conversation, but that's actually funny.
Yeah, it was one of those funny moments where we just recorded our first episode, and then you type it up, and all you can see is Episode 1, the first thing that pops into your head is Star Wars. You know, it's not like we wanted to do a whole Star Wars thing.
You know, I mean, actually planning and like doing it deliberately, like Wester suggests, that is not funny.
It's doing something funny is just up there with saying something about women and then going bow chicka bow wow.
Bow chicka bow wow. I mean, Conversation of the Sith, that's crap. It should be Revenge of the GamerCast. That's way better.
Definitely.
You know, come on. I mean, you know.
You know, we're not careful. I'll be sat here wearing my Darth Vader helmet doing the whole entire thing through that. Be going through a batteries like some chronic.
Yeah, do that.
Next letter from
Star Wars Episode 4, a new GamerCast, and the GamerCast strikes back. Yeah, see, those are funny. The ones I say are funny. The ones Wester says aren't funny.
No.
That's the rule here.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, it's still recording. It's amazing. Ransom
We can't pronounce his name. Well, we can, but
that sounds familiar, though. Oh, that's Red Dwarf.
Yeah, Red Dwarf, the weird monkey
furry
things.
Furry thing is like, you're going to marry my wife.
Ow.
Okay, sorry.
Oops.
We are broke, Paul. Yeah, he writes, the episode was less dominated by the 360 and found that we were not as anti-Sony stuff, but it was discussed in much more
of a non-biased way,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. He says the episode was good and a lot better than the first one, which he had a lot of issues with, mainly our rampant fanboyism, which we did tone down. But for this episode, fear not, because we've got our fanboy meters and they are set in overdrive.
360.
Bow chicka bow wow. Bow chicka bow wow. We need to record that and like do it properly.
Yeah, it has to be done. But yeah, 4 days. Then a 360.
Sounds cool.
I need my 360. I don't have an Xbox anymore. I've got loads of games I can't even play on anymore. It's annoying. But yeah, 4 days and the Americans have already got it. Gamer tags are already up and running. Unreal Tony, isn't it? On the pod, he's already been on Project Gotham 3 TV.
Yeah, so for that alone, he's going to get banned. Because I'm the only one who goes on Gotham TV because I'm the best one there is, you know? I rule at that game. You know, I was playing Catherine yesterday and I must have only lost 2 races out of the 2 we played. But you get the idea. Yeah. I'm the best there is. I'm the only person who's completed it on, well, a few other people have as well, on gold.
I'm looking forward to getting my copy. I may have to trade in some more Xbox games to try and get at least 2 release titles.
You need Perfect Dark.
Yeah. Obviously.
You need Gotham.
Yeah.
You need Call of Duty. You need Cameo.
Mm-hmm.
You need those games.
And need more money.
Just rob a bank or something.
Paycheck will be soon. Yay. As well as...
Paycheck, yeah, 3 quid.
Yeah, money. We've also had some...
people bitching.
Yeah, Xbox, Vaulty. It's only a small percentage, but they've been complaining about the Xbox 360 overheating. They're not sure if it's something to do with the power unit or the console itself. It looks more like the power unit with not being put in a good place or something like that. But it's only a small percentage, so hopefully it's not a worry.
Exactly. I mean, all consoles have faults. Any product has faults. That's why you have things called guarantees and warranties and things.
Mm.
You know, if we could make perfect things, we wouldn't need those, you know, guarantees.
If it was perfect the first time they released it, there'd be no Sony PlayStation Soap Bar, there'd be no Sony PlayStation Slimline, you know. There wouldn't be a Game Boy SP.
Exactly. You know, we can't manufacture 100% reliable things.
If they kept just redoing the product again and again and making sure that they released it when they got it right, they'd never release anything. So, it's not saying the Xbox 360 is crap and all, I'm just saying that, you know.
All products have failure rates. And the from what we've seen, the 360 failure rates were actually lower than the PS2 and Xbox One, which were around the 5% mark.
Although I must admit, with some of the failure on the PlayStation 2 on release, is actually not Sony's. Well, it is kind of Sony's fault.
Of course, it's Sony's fault. It's fracking Sony. They don't have a fracking clue.
But I would actually say it is PlayStation 2 owners' fault because they had several problems with the fact that so many people that own PlayStation 2s originally owned PlayStation 1s. Unlike me, I owned an N64. But they were picking up their consoles and moving them while they were playing, and the disc flew off, slid across at very warm, high speeds, and cut all the cables, making it an oversized paperweight.
Well, that's what it is anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, just plays games. Hey, that's what I want, a new paperweight. I want a paperweight that plays games.
That'd be a cool thing. We could do that.
Yeah, it's a paperweight with a holographic projector that projects your little TV thing. Right, let's stop talking about it. We need to design that later. Anyway.
It was quite a positive launch, 360-wise. Rumoured that 400,000 units were sold in the first 10 minutes.
Mm.
That's just mental. And yeah, it was like 750,000 to 1 million in the first day alone.
A lot of consoles. They're well on their way for their next year's target of
3 million for the first 3 months.
Mm. It is going to be absolutely amazing. The notice on Xbox.com, little video on there. I think it was on the American version site, talking about that their factories in the States are actually running at 24/7 now to make sure that
they have been all the time.
Yeah, but it's just.
They're pushing out like 30,000 machines a day.
It's amazing. They're just continuously piling them out. They said that they're trying to not hold them back as much as possible. As soon as they're finished, as soon as they've got a bulk set ready, they're putting them onto whatever they're shipping them to, and making sure they get them into retailers as fast as possible.
That's one point I want to go on to. Retailers are telling people it's like February, March before they get back in stock. That's crap. They'll probably be more back in stock this week in the US.
Yeah.
Because it's that Microsoft ship them out weekly. They don't fracking hold on to them for 6 months like a certain other competitor does. Sony.
Sorry, I drank too much coke. Yeah, so 360. Next week will be...
Well, this Friday will be our launch.
Yeah, so I apologise now. Next week we're just... Well, either it'll be a day late because we spent all Sunday playing on the damn thing, or we'll be spending our whole entire time screaming down the microphone on how cool it is. But no, it should be good. We'll be having the whole 360 episode sort of thing and just go on about it.
We've got them in stock now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played on them. They're really cool.
I haven't had a go yet, but I went and drilled over the 40 boxes we had piled in the stock room, and they look absolutely lush. It is such a nice box, all nice and white, and it has a plastic handle on the top.
Brilliant.
How cool is that?
Any console box that has a handle gets my vote.
Mm. It looks like they've spent a nice penny on the design just for it. It's like the inside part is designed nice, the outside part is designed nice. It's just.
I mean, it's got all the little compartments inside for the controller and the power brick, and stuff like that. And it's just, you know, it's like it just feels really quality, just the box itself. Because Sony shipped the PS2s in fucking egg cartons. It's basically two egg cartons in a box. That's how they shipped the PS2s.
I must admit, I think I have a design idea about the power unit. I think, you know, the whole Xbox was designed to be so flipping heavy that if someone tried to steal it, they just give up. It's like an old VCR. What's the point of running down the street with this? I think the whole idea with this one is the burglar comes in.
It's like an anchor. They can't move it.
Or you grab hold of the power unit and lob it at their head. You kind of get a good G-force when you're swinging it around your head and lob it up. Although, do detach your 360 before you attempt this, because I'm not taking any responsibility for broken 360s that people try and kill someone with a power unit. But
this show is presented as is. We accept no responsibility or any other things.
I had a sticker on the bottom of a shoe once that when it said, if I wear the shoe or remove the sticker, I'm binding into a license agreement that if I break any bones of my body, break my neck, or kill myself, I can't hold the company responsible.
That's good,
man. It's really cool.
It really shows how nice society is at the moment with all the lawsuit crap. Oh man, I fell down my own stairs. I'm going to sue the company that made the stairs. You're a clumsy mate. Sue yourself.
Oh yeah. Right.
What next?
EA.
Do we want to do EA, or do we want to do how cool the 360 is? The 360 is cool.
Yeah.
Cool, man. We should do video as well.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that.
Could do our funky, like, hand things, which I'm doing now.
I'm putting this out to the people. Would you like us to do the odd special episode, and we'll do the whole thing video instead of just voice? Would you like to actually see what we look like sat on a squeaky chair? I don't know. Let us know. You know what the address is.
Do they? The address is...
Portal Forum.
Yeah, the forums. We've got to promote the forums. So portalforums.net, post whatever you want on there. Don't bother emailing us or going to the actual proper website. Just go to the forums, because I want loads of people on the forums.
Yeah.
But I mean, all the people who listen to this flipping show are on the forums anyway. So don't go to the forums. You're already on the forums. Go somewhere else. Go to our gamercast.net site. Yeah, go there. Is it gamercast.net?
Yeah. I keep doing .com when I tell my mates about the show, and they keep going, huh? There's nothing on that website.
It's .net, because I like .net. It sounds better than .com.
Yeah, .com sounds like you're a bit...
I would have got .com, but some bastard already took it.
Yeah.
I'm going to flippin' take them to court over that, man. I'll flippin' show them what lawsuits are about.
So yeah, do you want to see us? As well as something for the future for you guys to know that we're planning ahead. Once the 360 is out and we're going to be going nuts about it, we should be doing some reviews on some of the release titles that we'll be buying, and we will be recording us playing on them and taking you through some of the games.
I've got an idea.
Ooh.
We should record us opening the box.
Oh yeah. Yeah, okay. You may get some of that as well.
But I'm not waiting to do the show to open the box. Frack off, I'm opening my box straight away.
We'll record yourself just doing it.
Just reopening it.
We'll pack it away and pretend that you're opening for the first time.
Yeah, then we take the disc out and look, there's already stuff in the tray. Oops.
Hey, this one came free with Cameo inside. Oh, you're not supposed to take it out. Anyway, sorry, we're really dribbling on today. This is what happens when we do it on Monday instead of a Sunday.
On Sunday, we're knackered because we've been at work all day.
Yeah, or I've been out drinking. Right, so we're going to say something about EA.
EA suck. It's in the gay.
Yeah.
EA launch titles for the 360 are shite. My advice to everyone is boycott. Mm. I mean, FIFA, for example, FIFA 06, the road to the World Cup. It doesn't have the World Cup in it. It doesn't have any clubs in it. It's got 72 international teams, so it's not even all the teams that are qualifying for the World Cup, because there's, 200 teams for that? Mm. So it's only got 72 international teams. It's missing frack loads of features. It looks better than the old one, but it still looks crap. The models still look rubbish. The crowd looks terrible. You know, it's just a shit game. So don't buy that. Don't buy any of the other EA ones, because they're all suffering the same thing. They've had features cut. Tiger Woods 06 had 14 courses, I think. The 360 version has 6 courses.
That's a bit of a disappointment.
And it's like 10 quid more anyway. So frack off. We're not buying your shit, EA. We've got cool games to play, which actually show the potential of the system. They've also got... Need for Speed's got loads of slowdown. It's like they just took the Xbox version, didn't port it, they wrote an emulator. So they just... wrapped an emulator around it and running it like that. It just reeks of crapness. And GamerScore, a lot of people have been moaning about that. because, you know, gamer score is the score thing you get for playing games, doing achievements within the games. And so, you know, it all ranks up and you get the you get it on your gamer card and stuff like that. Was that the email?
Yeah,
ignore the email noises. They give you like 20 points for creating a profile, and yet you only get, I think it's 20 or 30 points for being on Gotham TV.
Whoa, that's just wrong.
You know, they've given it no thought whatsoever. You know, they give you points for scoring a touchdown in Madden. But that's not an achievement. You know, come on, get real. They give you like 20 points for that as well. It's like, piss off. You know, it's really annoying.
You'll be able to see who's done it, because luckily it says what games you've been playing on. So,
yeah, if you're comparing your score to anyone who's played an EA game, don't bother, because the EA titles hand out too much points, so boycott them, because it's just really not on. They've given no thought. There's like six achievements in NHL, I think. Six. You know, that's creating a profile, winning a match, scoring a goal, probably, or what they call them in hockey. Come on. At least, you know, the other games actually, they're actual achievements. They're not just part of playing the game normally. You know, EA suck. And another thing, EA, which isn't 360 related, is the Battlefield expansion pack. Special Forces. You know, a lot of people are pissed off at Battlefield 2 anyway because it was buggy as hell out of the box. And they didn't bother fixing it. They just threw out another expansion pack for you to buy. And don't buy it online. Because they actually say it's $29.99 to buy online, which is £17.10, roughly. Yet they still charge $19.99 to your card without any prior notification. And it costs $16.99 boxed on Amazon anyway.
What is the point?
You know, and that's not half of it. You know, they take your credit card information and store it in a text file on your computer. A plain text file, no encryption whatsoever. They leave it in autocomplete in like your web browser as well. So, you know, any old monkey could come along and take all your card details. And the installer really sucks as well. It doesn't even work if you've got limited user rights, like all the fracking Sims games and all the people who have fucking issues with that.
Mm. Come on, EA. Get your act together.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it sucks.
Cool 360 little features.
I don't remember putting that on there.
You typed it.
Did I? Yeah.
Isn't there something you want to say about the cool little features? You played on the game console.
Oh yeah, you can turn the machine on and off from the controller wirelessly. That is really cool, but it's got a big problem as well. Because we had our console upstairs, so there's like, you know, a foot of concrete between that and the shop floor. And we were turning the flipping thing on from down on the shop floor by accident, and going into all the settings and changing it all. Because we were just messing around the controller downstairs, it's like mental.
That is awesome. All you need now is your wireless controller and your TV remote next to your bed, and you never have to get out of bed again unless you want to change game.
Yeah, they should do a 360 with a CD changer thing.
Mm.
Like a jukebox with like every game in it, and you just press and you just like browse to whatever thing you want and it does it all for you. They need to do that. The ring of light on the machine, it's got a mercury switch, so if you light a machine down, it's still the upper right corner that is player one, or player two, even if it's the right, or upper left if it's player one. And it like, it just, it's just, there's so much polish in, like, in that respect.
Mm.
Yeah, cool.
Anything else on the 360? Or is
this show is all me this week, isn't it? You're not saying anything.
No, I'm holding something back.
Okay, another thing you can do is you can put an image from the PC as the wallpaper on the console.
Ooh.
That is cool. I mean, you can take any image you want and put it on the wallpaper of the dashboard on the 360. You know, that's cool. There's like theming in it anyway, but just being able to swap the background around. You know, being able to have, say, what have I got on my computer? I've got the stupid mountains on my computer. I could have that on the 360 as well.
Yeah.
Or I could take a picture of an Xbox 360 and put that picture as the wallpaper on the 360.
That is rather sweet. I'm going to have so much fun with this console. I noticed in... what magazine was it? Oh, I can't remember what it was.
Games TM.
It was Game it was PC Gamer, that was it. PC Gamer, I got it from Tesco's while I was trying to recover from a hangover. And I noticed on there, I didn't read much into it because I was...
Couldn't be bothered.
I was watching an illegal copy of Transporter 2 on DVD at the time, so I wasn't really reading it much. But I saw an article that they're saying great things about the 360 controller. Now, I am not sure, I will have to look for this for next episode, but I'm...
Argos.
Yeah, we're going back to this Argos thing again. I'm going to have a look. Hey, Transformers. I'm going to have a look to see what it says, but it's either the wireless controller or the USB controller is actually compatible with your standard PC on XP.
Welcome to 2 years ago.
Ooh, is this something I've missed, is it?
Yeah, both controllers are compatible. You just have to, if you've got a wireless one, just use the Majigger kit with the wire on and plug it into the PC. And you just download the drivers from them. I think they're on Windows Update. And boom, you've got a standard Xbox 360 controller on your PC without having to buy an extra adapter and having to deal with flipping third-party flaky software, which sucks.
So cool. Yeah,
because that's what they've been pushing to. They've been pushing to a unified controller across both their platforms because there aren't any controllers on the PC because there's lots of different ones, so there's no standard control.
Mm.
So they're pushing for that. So that means games will actually support gamepads on the PC now.
Come on, how cool is that?
That is cool. I wanted to buy one and play on my PC already. But I'm not allowed to buy one until Friday. What's that about?
Yeah.
They should sell us all the stuff now.
They should give them to people that work in the places now.
Well, we should get them for free anyway.
Hmm.
Flipping paying for stuff we could nick quite easily. You know, we just have to put it out the back. We get our mate to pick it up later.
Damn right. Right, let's end the show now and go do that. We'll be back later next week with the 360. Yeah. Right. Nintendo. Finally.
Wait a second. Catherine wants a pink and blue DS, but she can't find any anywhere. So if you know where you can get a pink and blue one, ideally for free, post a message on the forums, portalforums.net, and let Catherine know about that. It's got to be for free because she can't afford to buy one.
But
she needs all the money for the 360.
Yeah, finally, on the Nintendo DS,
Wait a second. Oh. Bow chicka bow wow.
It has finally come out. Mario Kart DS. I've had a quick go at work before I came over here to record today's episode, and I must admit, I'm impressed. The only thing I would say is if you absolutely could not stand Mario Kart on the GameCube.
I didn't like Mario Kart.
On the GameCube, then you may not like this one.
Multiplayer is cool, though.
One thing that is really good about it is it's pretty much not far off from the GameCube version. And finally, when I first played it, I was a bit disappointed. Every character has a stupid car. And I didn't like the fact that Yoshi, my favourite character, drives around in an egg with wheels. But one thing that I do like is they give you the option to change the stupid little cars back to the original carts that you had in the Mario 64 game, which I do like. All you get is a different logo of whatever the person is you're driving on the cart, and you don't have a back passenger anymore, not like Dash. So it's kind of like a mixture between GameCube version of Dash and N64's Mario Kart. So yeah, if you have a DS and you liked Mario Kart, I'd definitely recommend go out and play it. It is good, but...
Well, multiplayer is brilliant.
Mm. Because
you don't need more than one cartridge, you just need the one cartridge in one machine to do multiplayer as well, because it supports the download play.
I do like that feature, it's amazing.
Yeah, well, hey.
And also, Dave, if you're one of those people that wants a DS for Christmas and you can't get hold of a Pink's Dog one or a blue one and... You've kind of got off dogs now that you know that Mario Kart's out.
Get Mario Kart.
Yep. With in the box all together.
For 100 quid.
It's not bad. It's not bad at all. Fair enough, it is only the silver one, but that's the
The pink and blue ones look sort of. They're not really pink or blue. They're like
chalky kind of. Yeah. But to be honest, stick with the silver one. It looks better.
Just spray paint it anyway. If you're not flipping different colours, it's not hard. You know, 5 quid's worth of spray paint.
Yeah.
A few hours of time, sorted.
Although I'd recommend to do it after your guarantee runs out.
Do it now. Okay, send us your Nintendo DS's and we will spray paint them for only £20.
You heard it here first.
But if we actually manage to give them back is another thing. Yeah. Squeaky
chair. And I think that pretty much wraps it up. So yeah, if you want actually us to do a video gamer cast, let us know. See what
and
you think.
And we might do one.
Yeah, or we
bandwidth
might
bandwidth permitting.
Otherwise we may just do like try and do a
that bandwidth ain't free, man.
Or we may just do a special one. Maybe
special one, the 360, which features us in the 360 in various different positions.
Bow chicka bow wow. Oh yeah. As well as look forward to some reviews on the new Xbox 360 games when they finally come out. We'll do some little videos of those being played, which
in
we discussed
theory.
Before. Yeah, we still got to figure out how to do it, but
yeah, if you know how to do it.
Yeah, if you have any idea or any software that's on the internet for free, would be nice that we can be able to.
I mean, I've got the capture card, but the only problem with that is it will take a. There'd be a bit of delay between encoding it and put it on the screen.
Yeah.
So that might be a problem. And it will look crap because it'd be going in via composite as well.
Yeah, so if anybody's got any idea of how we can record a 360, because obviously there's no way I can do it with my DV camera, because you'll get that funky little line. It's like
no,
a
you won't.
Running zebra.
We could use that.
Yeah?
All we need is a tripod to hold it steady and then make sure we don't get in the way.
Got one.
Sorted.
Oh, we're sorted. Soon. Reviews on 360. We've got it sorted. Never fear.
Never fear. GamerCast is here. Eat that.
Yeah. Sorry, we're in a really silly mood today.
This is the trouble with doing it on a Monday when neither of us have worked. We're too hyper.
Yeah. Sundays are best. We're tired. We're more mellowed out. We're not as fired and wired. Yeah, I don't think it helps with the fact there's 4 days till the 360 actually launches and then I can...
Get one.
Yeah. Buy a hard drive. And are you going to buy a faceplate?
Piss off.
Just asking.
I'm not spending £15 on a piece of plastic that doesn't do anything. Spray paint, man!
Well, yeah, I was thinking of trying to get like a cheapy one to see if someone does one with a magazine and then buy some plastic primer. My dad's got it for the Mini. You can actually spray onto anything that's plastic with primer, and it means that you can spray paint it with metal paint afterwards from like any car shops. You can go to Halfords and buy some really cool metallic paints, spray paint it up.
We should do that. We could sell them for like loads of money.
Because I still have some of my Subaru Impreza electric blue paint that my car is sprayed up in, so
I want to
have the front of the Xbox 360 done up like that. But yeah, any guys out there that are from the States who have already got the 360s, have you bothered trying to do the whole faceplate thing? And if you have, what have you gone for? We'd like to find out what's been customized on your 360.
Well, what we need is the E305 plate with the green circles on it.
That is quite
nice. Speaking of that, there was an iPod... thing, the plastic things for the iPod, you know, the face plates,
yeah.
Is that right?
I don't think they have a face plate, I think it's just a rubber thing that goes around them.
Yeah, well, the thing you put on it.
Yeah.
There was ones with the green logo, 360 logos on it.
Sweet. Okay.
But do not buy the iPod is crap. Crap-a. Adam has an iPod.
I like my iPod. My iPod has One Ring to Rule Them All engraved and laser engraved on the back. Although it's an old one. I think it's a Mark II.
The old school one with the buttons.
Yeah. With the little finger pad that you can it's like DJing, you go and it goes click 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 click. It's great. It runs out of batteries really easily. I never bother because mine's always plugged into the mains because I always have it while I'm animating. But anyway, yeah, so that's episode 3 all done, dusted, cleaned and shaven and ready for you to listen to. Enjoy, and apologize if it's we're literally like 30 seconds away from half an hour. I'm sorry.
How do you know that? Where does it say that?
At the bottom of the clock there. 29.
Oh yeah, of course. I knew that.
29 minutes and 40 seconds.
Well, if you shut up and let me do the final bit.
Okay, you do the final
feedback. You can send your feedback to feedback@gamercast.net. You can leave comments on the actual blog itself at gamercast.net. Or we highly recommend you, this is an advertising spot by portalforums.net, blah, 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 that you post on the forums, which are portalforums.net, where you get to meet Wester and random and you also get to chill with you and me and
Unreal Tony, who's
been on Gotham TV.
Yeah, he's famous now. He's been on Gotham TV, so you need to meet him, ask him all about it.
Indeed. The right bastard. That's my spot. I'm the Gotham TV guy. You wait till Friday, I'll kick all your asses.
I must admit, people on the forums, this is specifically for you guys. When you've all got 360s, everyone must have Project Gotham 3, and we must all go have a massive forum race.
Yeah, I get to kick all your asses.
Oh yeah. Right, that's it for this week.
Yep, that's it. Catch you Sunday or Monday or in a couple of months' time when we actually get off the 360 and do one.
Yeah. I imagine next week we'll just literally just hit record with the video camera and just play the 360 and just record it. Yeah.
We're here.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.